we started to expect it after a while.
And about coach Jason Kidd, Jason is a role model for you that play playmaker role, mm-hmm. or not?
Yeah, he was definitely a player that I grew up watching. He was one of my favorite players. Mm-hmm. I was always amazed by the way he passed the ball and the way he could see certain things and wish that I could do it. So to have him as my coach, you know, I think he teaches all of us, you know, to try to see the game the way he does. And I'm sure he gets frustrated because it comes a lot easier to him than it does to us. But he does a great job with us to teach us to play unselfish and to make the game easy.
Your game is a little bit similar that it was Jason. What do you improve in the field of your game for have a big impact in the game? Also jump shot, mm-hmm. or more speed? What?
I think the first thing is becoming a good defender. You know, he did a great job of shutting down other teams' point guards, you know, in his prime. And I think if I can become don't be a liability. That's the main thing defensively, and just being able to knock down that shot. You know, if you can knock down the open shot, it makes it a lot easier to get into the paint to create for other guys.
You lost Jabari Parker. What the impact about this loss for the team about Jabari?
He was a big part of our team. You know, when. Well, we definitely wish him well. We and a speedy recovery. But he brought a lot to our team. He brought an athleticism. He brought a very easy scoring ability. You know, and you know, that's, I want to say that's 14 points a game now that we're missing. But you know, we've tried to pick up the slack for him and fulfill his role. You know, because he has such a big role on this team.
You think you can grab a playoff spot until the end of the regular season? You can fight for this.
Yeah, that was definitely one of our goals going into the season. We wanted to be a playoff team, and we've put ourselves in the right position thus far, and we feel like as a team we can definitely make the playoffs.
And the last question: the big difference for you is. Last year you played in Los Angeles with Sun, with Z, and now you are in Milwaukee. That is so cold. What the big difference for you?
To be honest,
I like
Milwaukee way more. You know, the city of LA, it's so busy. You know, there's so much traffic. It takes you an hour to get anywhere you want to go. You know, Milwaukee is very small. It takes me 5 minutes to get to the arena. You know, I don't go outside that much, so I'm not really too concerned about the snow. So I love the city of Milwaukee.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir, no problem.
Okay, how's it going?
Going well.
Obviously, you're now in the rotation with the Bucks. You're in a stable environment. But it wasn't an easy road here for you. Something that not people do, be a lottery pick, end up in the D League. Just speak a little bit about that experience and what you have to do to come out the other side in a good environment like you are now.
Yeah, you know, it's not something a lot of players go through until, you know, their fourth or fifth year in the league. So to go through it early, it was tough on me mentally just because I was still a kid. But, you know, it was great for me up to this point just because I get to, I can refer back to it. I feel wiser for that. You know, it was hard then, but it's helped me out this year, you know, and to be able to continue to get better and find a role on the team, it's been good for me.
Do you think some players can sometimes sit on a roster on their rookie contract for 2 to 3 to 4 years, and because they're not cut to the D League or anything like that, there's no real motivation to improve and to correct some of their flaws? Or maybe there is, but not as much as someone like you, where you've been cut and you don't have a team. Do you think that's a factor for some?
Yeah, you know, I saw players, you know, that I was drafted with that weren't getting any playing time, but they were still on the team, still getting paid. And it bothered me, but at the same time, you have to understand the nature of the business and understand not every team's going to be as patient as others.
And did Kobe ever follow you on Twitter?
I don't know. I didn't check.
You didn't check. Okay. And finally, being a left-handed player in the NBA, some people say that gives you an advantage, defenders are off balance, it's harder to judge. Do you feel that at all, or do you think it's just a level playing field?
I'd say at this level, it's a level playing field. You know, there's so many great players in our league now that are left-handed. I think we're a lot more accustomed to seeing it.
Sure. And then finally, just speak a little bit about your and John's relationship. Obviously, you played together for years. Being on the same team now, even logging a lot of time together in the second unit. And just how that's kind of helped you, because you know what his tendencies are and what he's always going to do.
It's been big for us, you know. He knows where I want to give him the ball, and I know where he's going to be, you know. And we have a great chemistry. I think it's kind of spread throughout our team. You know, our team has a tremendous chemistry, and I'd like to say it starts, you know, with knowing each other since we were 15.
So. Sure. And we run an NBA podcast every week, and currently Andre Blatch introduces it. Would you like to introduce our podcast?
If you want, sure.
So all you have to say is, I'm Kendall Marshall of the Milwaukee Bucks, and this is the Lottery Mafia Podcast.
Lottery Mafia Podcast. It's Kendall Marshall of the Milwaukee Bucks, and this is the Lottery Mafia Podcast.
Awesome. Cheers, Kendall.
All right.
Cheers.